Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The curator of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum here in Oakland, Michael Krause. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry.
We're very honored to have you with us this morning, and we'll explain in a moment why you're here. But I mentioned this movie that was just released last Friday that I saw over the weekend, called The Full Measure, a true story about the fight to get this Air Force and one of only two ever to receive the Medal of Honor who was just an enlisted man. It's called The Full Measure.
It was one of the bloodiest days of the war. Pearson Buckle comes down, saves man he never even knew.
But he never got the Medal of Honor. Why not?
The after action report is missing.
You had no idea where you're starting.
Justice delayed. Justice denied.
None of us should even have been there.
Getting that medal for Pitts might be the only decent thing I go out of that war.
I'm going to go public with the story.
Very powerful movie, and I would suggest if you see it, take somebody you trust and love with you, The Full Measure. And Michael, the reason I wanted to play that is because the Medal of Honor is the highest award that any man or woman could receive from this government for their duty and
gallantry, yes.
And you have something special going at Soldiers and Sailors.
We do. We have a new display. We own seven Medals of Honor, and those medals all were presented to local soldiers, and they have been donated over the past 10 years by their families. And we now, through the generosity of a donor, David Maxwell of Max Construction, have been able to purchase beautiful state-of-the-art cases for each one. So each one is displayed individually lit in an environmentally controlled atmosphere. And we're using, tonight we're having a private reception. We're going to honor Mr. Maxwell and some others. But it'll be open to the public starting tomorrow. And we're very excited to be able to present these medals, which are national treasures, in this forum for people to see.
And Michael, as the curator, many of us, and this happens for a lot of reasons, you know, there it is. You just know Soldiers and Sailors. I would imagine most people know where the building is in Oakland, driven by maybe hundreds of times, and maybe have never been inside and don't really know what's there. This was founded by veterans of the Civil War, correct?
That's correct. They founded it in, they started kind of thinking about the building in 1905, and by 1908, construction had begun. In 1910, it opened. But it was a memorial to their service, to their war, and it inside the halls are the names of 24,000 men from Allegheny County that served. And since then, it's been subsequently passed down through all the veteran organizations, from the Grand Army of the Republic to the Spanish-American War vets to the World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and now we're attracting Afghanistan and Iraq veterans.
And what are the hours if anybody wants to, on a daily basis, come visit the Hall and Museum?
We're open from 10 to 4 on Monday through Saturday. We're not open on Sundays, but it's best to, Oakland's a mess, so plan your parking and come and see us. It'll take you anywhere from 1 to 3 hours to see the collection. It's all on the first floor.
And what's there, to give some examples of the kind of memorabilia and ways that you honor our men and women who have served?
Well, we have, artifacts from the Civil War, quite a number of display areas from the Civil War, and you know, as I said, all the wars, World War One, World War Two, et cetera. So you're going to see uniforms and personal artifacts. We like to relate those artifacts to stories. So these local people that have given us these things beginning in 1910, we've fleshed out stories about individuals and their time and their experiences. And I think that's what makes history interesting, is when you associate an artifact with a person. So you'll see uniforms, flags, drums, weapons, photographs, civilian things from World War II, USO. So much, it's really hard to even off the top of my head to say what we have. We have a lot of things.
Well, thank David Maxwell for all of us in helping support the great work that you do. Michael Krause, the curator at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum here in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. Thank you, Michael. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.